This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for bendamustine Viatris, bendamustine hydrochloride powder for injection vial. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about bendamustine Viatris. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you being given bendamustine Viatris against the benefits they expect it will have for you. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet while being treated. You may need to read it again. What bendamustine Viatris is used for? Bendamustine Viatris belongs to a group of medicines called dantineoplastic or cytotoxic medicines. You may also hear of these being called chemotherapy medicines. These medicines are used to kill cancer cells. Bendamustine Viatris is used for the treatment of certain types of cancer. Bendamustine Viatris is used alone, monotherapy, or in combination with other medicines for the treatment of the following forms of cancer: chronic lymphocytic leukemia, indolent, stage 3 to 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and stage 3 to 4 mantle cell lymphoma. It is prescribed for patients who have not been previously treated. Indolent non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It is prescribed for patients who have received one or more prior treatment and whose cancer is still progressing. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. Before you are given bendamustine Viatris, when you must not use it. Do not use bendamustine Viatris if you are hypersensitive, allergic to the active substance, bendamustine hydrochloride, or any of the other ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet, are breastfeeding, have severe liver dysfunction, damage to the functional cells of the liver, have yellowing of the skin or whites of the eyes caused by liver or blood problems, jaundice, have severely disturbed bone marrow function, bone marrow depression and serious changes in your number of white blood cells and platelets in the blood, have had major surgical operations less than 30 days before starting treatment, have an infection, especially one accompanied by a reduction in white blood cells, leukocytopenia, in combination with yellow fever vaccines. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Do not use this medicine if you are pregnant. Like most medicines used to treat cancer, bendamustine Viatris is not recommended for use during pregnancy. Do not breastfeed if you are using this medicine. Before you start to use it, tell your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: reduced capability of the bone marrow to replace blood cells, infections, including fever or lung symptoms, skin reaction, the reaction may increase in severity, heart disease, e.g. heart attack, chest pain, severely disturbed heart rhythms, hepatitis B infection, severe allergic or hypersensitivity reactions. You should pay attention to infusion reactions after your first cycle of bendamustine Viatris therapy. Women of childbearing potential must use effective methods of contraception both before and during bendamustine Viatris therapy. Men receiving treatment with bendamustine Viatris are advised not to conceive a child during treatment for up to 6 months afterwards. Before starting treatment, you should seek advice on storing sperm because of the possibility of permanent infertility. Unintentional injection into the tissue outside blood vessels, extravasal injection should be stopped immediately. The needle should be removed after a short aspiration. Thereafter, the affected area of tissue should be cooled. The arm should be elevated. Additional treatments like the use of corticosteroids are not of clear benefit. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant or are breastfeeding. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start taking bendamustine Viatris. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you get without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. In particular, tell your doctor if you are taking any of the following: medicines that may result in excessive immunosuppression, such as cyclosporin, or tacrolimus. Fluvoxamine, medicines used to treat depression. Ciprofloxacin and acyclovir, medicines used to treat infections. Cimetidine, a medicine used to treat duodenal gastric ulcers. Viral vaccination, medicines that inhibit the formation of blood in the bone marrow. These medicines may be affected by bendamustine viatris, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with, or avoid while taking this medicine. How bendamustine viatris is given. Your treatment with bendamustine viatris will take place in a specialized medical unit, under the supervision of a doctor experienced in the use of cytotoxic medicinal products. Treatment should not be started if your white blood cells, leukocytes have fallen to counts below 3,000 cells/1/4 L, and, or your blood platelets have fallen to counts below 75,000 cells/1/4 L. Your doctor will determine these values at regular intervals. How much is given? Your doctor will decide what dose you will receive. The dose will be calculated from your height and weight. It will also depend on factors such as kidney function, liver function and other medicines you are being given. Dose for chronic lymphocytic leukemia. 100 mg per square meter of your body surface area. Cycle should be repeated after 4 weeks up to 6 times. Dose for progressing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. 120 mg per square meter of your body surface area on days 1 and 2. Cycle should be repeated after 3 weeks up to 6 times. Dose for previously not treated indolent non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and mantle cell lymphoma. 90 mg per square meter on days 1 and 2. Cycle should be repeated after 4 weeks up to 6 cycles. Your doctor may change the dose during treatment depending on your response. Ask your doctor if you want to know more about the dose of bendamustine viatris you receive. How is it given? Bendamustine viatris will be dissolved in sterile normal sodium chloride salt solution for injection. Bendamustine viatris is administered into a vein over 30 to 60 minutes in various dosages, either alone, monotherapy, or in combination with other medicines. How long is it given? There is no time limit laid down as a general rule for treatment with bendamustine viatris. Duration of treatment depends on disease and response to treatment. What do I do if I receive too much, overdose? As bendamustine viatris is given to you under supervision of your doctor, it is very unlikely that you will receive too much. However, if you experience side effects after being given bendamustine viatris, tell your doctor or nurse immediately, or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital. You may need urgent medical attention. While you are using bendamustine viatris, things you must do. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may do some blood, urine, or other tests from time to time to make sure the medicine is working and to prevent unwanted side effects. Keep follow-up appointments with your doctor. It is important to have your follow-up doses of bendamustine viatris at the appropriate times to get the best effects from your treatment. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you are taking bendamustine viatris. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are taking this medicine. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. Bendamustine viatris can lower the number of white blood cells and platelets in your blood. This means that you have an increased chance of getting an infection or bleeding. The following precautions should be taken to reduce your risk of infection or bleeding. Avoid people who have infections. Check with your doctor immediately if you think you may be getting an infection, or if you get a fever, chills, cough, hoarse throat, lower back, or side pain. Be careful when you're using a toothbrush, toothpick, or dental floss. Your doctor, dentist, nurse, or pharmacist may recommend other ways to clean your teeth and gums. Check with your doctor before having any dental work. Be careful not to cut yourself when you are using sharp objects such as a razor or nail cutter. Things to be careful of. Be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how bendamustine viatris affects you. This medicine may cause sleepiness, dizziness, lack of coordination, or fatigue in some people. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. If you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint when getting out of bed, or standing up, get up slowly. Standing up slowly, especially when you get up from bed, or chairs, will help your body get used to the change in position and blood pressure. If this problem continues, or gets worse, talk to your doctor. Side effects. Like all medicines, bendamustine Viatris can have side effects. Some of these effects may be serious. However, there may be ways to reduce the discomfort of these effects. You may need medical treatment if you get some of the side effects. Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are being treated with bendamustine Viatris. Do not be alarmed by the following lists of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice any of the following, and they worry you. Low counts of white blood cells, decrease in the red pigment of the blood, hemoglobin, low counts platelets, decreased number of red blood cells, anemia, infections, feeling sick, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, chills, fever, headache, or cough, mucosal inflammation, increased blood level of creatinine, glucose, or urea, bleeding, hypersensitivity reactions such as allergic inflammation of the skin, dermatitis, nettle rash, urticaria, a rise in liver enzymes AST/ALT, a rise in bile pigment, a rise in the enzyme alkaline phosphatase, low potassium, sodium, or calcium blood levels, disturbed function of the heart, disturbed heart rhythms, arrhythmia, low or high blood pressure, diarrhea, constipation, or stomach pain, sore mouth, loss of appetite, or weight loss, hair loss, missed periods, amenorrhea, insomnia, anxiety, or depression, dehydration including excessive thirst and urine production. Tell your doctor, as soon as possible, if you notice any of the following. Infection of the blood, sepsis, severe allergic hypersensitivity reactions, anaphylactic reactions, signs similar to anaphylactic reactions, anaphylactoid reactions, drowsiness, loss of voice, aphonia, acute circulatory collapse, reddening of the skin, erythema, inflammation of the skin, dermatitis, itching, skin rash, excessive sweating. If any of the following happen, tell your doctor immediately, or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital. Pneumonia, primary atypical inflammation of the lungs, breakdown of red blood cell, anaphylactic shock, rapid decrease in blood pressure sometimes with skin reactions rash, disturbed sense of taste, altered sensations, feeling unwell, pain in the limbs, anticholinergic syndrome, disease of the nervous system, neurological disorders, ataxia, lack of coordination, inflammation of the brain, inflammation of the veins, increased heart rate, heart attack, chest pain, heart failure, formation of tissue in the lungs, fibrosis of the lungs, bleeding inflammation of the gullet, bleeding stomach, infertility, multiple organ failure. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything that is making you feel unwell after using bendamustine Viatris. Storage. Bendamustine Viatris should be kept in a cool, dry place, protected from light, where temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Product description. What it looks like. Bendamustine Viatris is a white to off-white, lyophilized powder in a glass vial with rubber stopper and an aluminium flip-off cap. Each pack contains one single-use vial. Ingredients. Bendamustine Viatris contains 25 mg, or 100 mg of bendamustine hydrochloride as the active ingredient. The vial also contains the following inactive ingredient. Mannitol. Sponsor. Bendamustine Viatris is supplied in Australia by Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30-34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in December 2022. Australian registration numbers. Bendamustine Viatris 25 mg, Ostar 3-20951. Bendamustine Viatris 100 mg, Ostar 3-20950. Bendamustine Viatris _CMI/DEC22/00.